Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. This time last year, butter prices hit record highs on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, but as 2025 winds down, Chris Galen, American Butter Institute Executive Director, says the pendulum has swung the other way, with prices now on the decline.
It's a matter of supply and demand. We've seen a rebound of milk production, and I think that's continuing. And more important than just overall milk output, what's really been happening is that the milk coming from the cows here in America has much more protein and butterfat in it than maybe a decade ago. But what has really been increasing has been the amount of protein and fat in that milk. The cows are more efficient in turning grain and feed into the things that are really valuable in milk, which includes protein, and that also includes the cream or the butterfat.
Galen says there's now a larger butterfat supply, and not all of it is being absorbed by cheese, ice cream, or whole milk. The excess is going into butter, building supply and putting downward pressure on prices.
There will be probably some more price increase as we get into the fall, because this is the start of our big demand season, people buying up butter and cooking with butter for the holidays, which aren't far off. But it's a little bit different, and just goes to show you that when we had high prices, there was a strong incentive for farmers to feed more ingredients in their cows' rations to increase butterfat output,
bringing an abundance of cream to the market.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.